Welcome to episode 5 of the Legendary Momentum Podcast. I am your host, Jonathan Webb. Today's episode, we're going to talk about health for a minute or a few minutes. Health is a very interesting topic to me because there's so much research. There's so many books. There's so many, you know, scientific studies, peer-reviewed studies, you know, doctors' articles. I mean, you can just go through and you can find pretty much anything you want. You can find things telling you never to drink milk again, and you can find things telling you to drink milk. You can find people telling you to never touch alcohol. You can find people telling you to drink red wine once a day. I mean, you know what I mean. You guys have all been there. We've all seen it. We've all even probably researched a little bit without even realizing it sometimes. So for me, I'm the kind of person that I just don't take the first word for something. If I see an article on CNN, Fox, MSNBC, Wall Street Journal, wherever, if I just see an article that says, hey, doctors say da-da-da-da-da, then I'm going to go, oh, okay, well, where are they getting that information from? What led them to that conclusion? That's just the kind of person I am. Maybe some people may call that cynical. I don't believe the first thing I hear, and usually I have to go and say, wait, let me double check that just to make sure I heard what you said. So especially in the area of health, for so long, I didn't do that. I didn't really check and research. I just did what everyone else was doing, and I felt like crap, to be totally honest. About 8-10 months ago, October of last year, I weighed about 195 to 200 pounds. I'm barely 5'9". So for that height, that's quite a bit of weight. I wore big shirts to cover up my belly. I never really showed the weight like in my arms and legs, but it was all in my middle and my face, my neck. Is where I showed my weight. But more importantly than weight, I think people get too focused on weight sometimes. More importantly than weight is I felt like crap. I had inflammation. My knees were always sore. My joints always ached. I couldn't get out of bed in the morning. It took a struggle for me to get out of bed. I didn't feel good. Every time I ate, I would feel tired. And so anyway, just a lot of things going on that really, really was hindering my daily activities. And so I knew that something had to change. I turned 40 in September of last year. And so when you turn 40, sometimes that's like the, oh, okay, here we go. It's getting real now. You know what I mean? So that was one. My dad had passed away the summer before that battle with dementia. So I knew my family in the sense of family history, looking at what my dad went through. I knew I needed to really kind of pay attention to my brain and how that was functioning. And again, I have 3 kids and I just didn't have the energy to play with them and do things with them like I wanted. And so those 3 things on top of just general, you know, again, feeling like crap, I'm like, I got to do something. I know better. And a lot of times we say that, but again, it's easy to run through the drive-thru. It's cheaper. You don't have to plan the meals. You don't have to work at it. You don't have to go try to find a salad if you're out and you can't eat at home. You know what I mean? So it's just easier to eat junky type foods. So I got pretty good at it. And the thing for me that was the big draw was like I was just drinking a ton of soda, which if you know anything about soda, it doesn't matter what brand. The sugar in soda is just astronomical. It's beyond what we need sometimes even in a week in just a couple of sodas. And so I had a bunch of things going on. So anyway, I knew for me to stick to something and for me to do something well, even something as important as health, because, you know, this is the only body you get, is I needed a big why. And the big why for me was just my family. I mean, I wanted to be around for my kids and for my grandkids. I wanted to have energy and to play with them and for them to remember dad as someone who was energetic and active and not always taking naps and laying on the couch and always feeling bad. I didn't want my kids to think that that's all I was and who I was. And so I needed to make a change. And so for me, it'll look different for you. And I'm just kind of challenging you today to kind of just look at where you are and look at how you feel. And you may be on the right track. You may have figured this out a long time ago, and you may be like, man, I haven't touched soda. I don't do that junk. I eat organic, grass-fed. I'm healthy, da-da-da-da. And that's fine. But maybe there's someone that you know, because I feel like this is a topic that we don't talk about enough, and it's important. It's beyond important. Again, you only get one body. And I feel like it's impacting other areas of my life. You know, the first four episodes of this podcast, I've really talked about, setting goals and mentally focusing on things and kind of improving and necessarily in kind of like a business or your work environment. But sometimes you can't do that. And sometimes it's because you don't feel good. It has nothing to do with, I don't have any goals. I don't have any vision. It's no, because your brain's tired. Your body's tired because of the junk that we're putting in it. And I was there. That was me. In the show notes, I put a link to my website. I've been writing about this on my website. I've wrote two posts so far, and I'm going to do probably 8 to 10 because I feel like this is that important, and I want to get into some of the details. And I've had people ask, because from October of last year to currently where we sit right now, and I'm recording this on September 6th, depending on when you listen to it. So in less than a year, I've lost 30 pounds. I've kept it off. I lost those 30 pounds in about 3 months, but I've kept it off. I've maintained, completely changed my diet, completely eliminated tons of different foods, a lot of carb heavy foods, completely eliminated those. I still eat carbs on occasion, but, do not drink soda anymore. I quit cold turkey. So anyway, I kind of get into some of that details on my website, and I will a little bit more, but anyway, the point of today's post is just to really just to challenge you to look at that. Maybe, you don't have to get dramatic. Maybe for you, it's just one little thing. And again, maybe for you, it's not. Maybe you're good to go, but I just want to challenge you to pay attention to that and look at that, because I think if you really want to focus and work on the things that we've talked about in the other episodes and the things that you want to get accomplished in life, a lot of times we neglect this area. And I think we should stop doing that. So hopefully this is benefiting you. Again, check out the website. And if you like this podcast and you want it to continue and to continue to hear from me and some of my ideas and thoughts, you know, please support us. There's a link in the show notes to support us as well. And I'm going to get into more of this kind of stuff, I think, because I think it's just that important. We all need to feel better. We all need to feel better. Some of us do, but we all need to just pay attention to this area and really focus on it. And I'm a living example of that. Again, I get into a lot more details on my website, and I'll hopefully share a few more on here about how I feel. But just eliminating one food for me was life-changing, you know. And so I hope for you that that's something that you can do, or that you can help someone else do. And I hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk soon.